views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time live on the airwaves. And you can also find us in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. So the energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. It is my pleasure to share life-transforming information. We do love to hear from you. You can call in 1-800-930-2819. And my guest for today is Leroy Maloof. And Leroy's been gracing the airwaves of the Truth is Funny quite a bit in the last while, because he's my favorite person at Christmas when everybody's at their most upset with his calming influence. I'm going to introduce you properly, Leroy, for those who haven't met you yet. Leroy is a powerful life, business, and energy coach and teaches others to take charge of their own health and well-being. He is committed to assisting clients in creating significant breakthroughs and sustainable improvements in their lives. Leroy works with clients in person and on the phone via Skype for individual sessions. He teaches the Positive Power of Being Neutral teleseminar. He's the founder of Energetic Well-Being Process and author of Knowing and Living Your Purpose, and another book. And I'm sorry, I can't remember it because I can't keep up, Leroy, with all the stuff. How are you? Merry Christmas. And Merry Christmas to everybody out there. We've all survived the holiday season, if we're listening now. We're moving into the new year. So this is perfect. I'm excited to have you on the show, Leroy.
Thank you. And I'm excited to be here.
Yeah.
I've been noticing with clients, once we, you know, work and clear away their symptoms, that they aren't reinforcing them. So one of the things I wanted to talk about today, I call it 7 ways to keep reinforcing your wellness, vitality, and resilience. And there's actually an article on that at my homepage, which is ewbp.com. But there's some really interesting stories behind this. For example, there's a practitioner who was working there were a couple of Chinese practitioners who were working on a woman with a tumor inside. And Greg Braden was the practitioner who was observing them. And they showed one scan that showed the tumor inside and then another live scan. And as these Chinese practitioners were working, you could see the tumor shrink and go away in a very short period of time.
And but Leroy, it's not just Chinese medicine that can do that, because haven't you had those experiences yourself?
Yes, but what's really interesting is the essence of what they were doing and saying was already healed, already done.
I love that.
Right? Already healed, already done.
Yeah.
And I use that on myself. If something feels sore, I just go start going, already healed, already done. So that's the first thing I suggest to people.
I love that because then you're already addressing the fact that you already got what you wanted.
Right.
It's so powerful.
It is. Mm-hmm. And okay, do we have time for the second one?
Absolutely. We have a caller waiting, but we'll take the caller after the first break so that we can get as many of these points out. Because if people start calling in, you know what will happen. We will go off subject.
Okay, the second one.
All right.
There was a German by the name of Clemens Kubi who survived a 50-foot fall in the early 80s. And he shattered his second lumbar vertebrae, and he was totally be a paraplegic for life. He was walking again in a year, and he had come up with a little song. And the song is, every little cell in my body is happy, every little cell in my body is well. Every little cell in my body is happy, every little cell in my body is well. Feels so good. Feel so swell, every little cell in my body as well, and repeat that. So
Leroy,
yeah,
that is beautiful. This is what I call in my book a celebration.
That's a good one. So anyway, that's the second one. You just keep repeating, every little cell in my body is happy, every little cell in my body as well. Okay, third one. You ready?
Yes.
We've talked about this before. This is Ho'oponopono. This is a Hawaiian shaman who was asked to work for a ward of the criminally insane, and he did it with the proviso that he was also a therapist. He did it with the proviso that he would, would not do therapy. And the whole Ho'oponopono is actually a Hawaiian ritual. And what you end up doing in it is when you notice anything about anybody else that bothers you, you find that in yourself. In other words, there being a mirror, and you start saying, thank you. I love you. I love you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And in a year, these convicted felons basically all got healed and left, and they closed down that ward he was working at.
Now that's a good result.
That's a fantastic. Okay, fourth one. Ready for the fourth one?
All righty.
All right. In Marvel Comics, there's a word that is used that is Shazam.
I love this one.
Okay, and what it in essence is saying is that things can happen. If you look at the definition, is that something is happening instantly. Mm-hmm. So when if you say it in response to negative self-talk, we immediately shift to positive thoughts and energy just by saying to ourselves, Shazam.
And why is that? Because so many people, and this is what's coming up, little children, you know, that we're reading those, like, and the people that have grown up, this word has a lot of force behind it because it's been used by so many people. And in particular, what's coming up is small children, right?
Yeah.
That are totally, you know, they're reading comics and they're, you know, back in the days when you could only, you know, you didn't have TV, especially. You know, a lot of kids would pore over those. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Read them over and over and over again. Yeah.
All right. Fifth one. Expressing gratitude. We aren't being grateful enough in our lives. And in fact, a little side story here is that when I was writing my first book, I gave myself symptoms for 5 months. I could not keep any water or food on my stomach. And there's a longer part of this, which I won't dwell on right now, because what ended up happening is it made me aware that there were about 75 ways I was not accepting myself. Thoughts, feelings, actions, etc.
Can you just explain to me for a second, because you've talked about this before, but you've never said it quite like this. So what you're saying is that the thought repeating itself, is the accumulations behind it?
Well,
because of a lot of medical students, if they study, they'll get symptom after symptom after symptom after symptom.
Yeah.
Because the information, you know, I've worked with quite a few of them actually, and they'll get sick with this, and then I will shift that, and then they study this the next week, and then they get that, and then, you know, they don't actually get the disease, but they have the would I say mental dis-ease.
Yeah.
You know, when you read that, so how do you take in information you yourself personally, because you take so much in. How do you keep yourself from doing that now when you were writing your book, I mean?
Well, what happened, because vomit was my middle name during those 5 months, right?
You should have gone to Peru. You would have fit right in.
So at one point, I said, I must be dehydrated. So my wife and I went to the emergency room. And they tested me, and they said, "You're not dehydrated." And I said, "How could that be? I have not had any water for a week." And they thought I was crazy, basically. So they had me lying in a bed next to the staff, and my wife was in a chair at the bottom of there. And then an emergency group was bringing in a guy strapped to a gurney, and as soon as he got to us, he vomited in our direction.
Confirmation from the universe.
Absolutely. And so I hit my head a few times. I said, "What am I not getting it? What does vomit mean?" It's lack of acceptance.
There we go.
Right?
That's beautiful, Leroy. I found
75 ways I was not accepting myself.
Wow. That is so powerful, right? To recognize that, you know, we're going to have to go to a break here, but, and we do have a caller, but what we're going to do is we're on number four now.
We're on number five. That was
five. Okay. So we'll finish and then we'll take the caller when we come back. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I've got Leroy Malouf on here with me, and feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Let's wipe the slate clean and get ready for the new year.
It really is funny.
We'll be right back.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit yournextchaptercoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Like the branches of a tree, universal knowledge, insight, and wisdom must be weaved together to bring forward to others. If you live in the Western Washington area, you will want to make the trip to Auburn and visit the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center. Now open and offering healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, oils, and more. Find out more about the center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen. My guest today is the wonderful Leroy Maloof, and we are here to shift some energy. Feel free to call in. We'll get to the first caller here right away after Leroy finishes his next 2 points.
Okay, just to wind up on the expressing gratitude, this was the fifth point.
Right.
That became chapter 19 in my book, which was Our Biggest Symptom is Lack of Self-Acceptance.
Mm-hmm. Wow, okay. That's beautiful that you could face all those and then start clearing it, right?
Yeah, everyone else.
You can't change. You can't change your situation unless you accept it.
Right.
Right? So exactly. That's like, and how old were you, just to ask, how old were you when you found out this?
Let's see, this was in 19, I'll have to think about that a minute. Oh, wait.
Isn't it book? After we went to Egypt? I know it was 2014 or something.
Yeah, it must have been when the book was first published.
Mm-hmm.
2013. When the
okay. So 5 years ago, when you were 81, you finally discovered 76 things that you weren't accepting in yourself.
Exactly. And I don't want people to take that long.
Now, that's good advice, Leroy. All right, what's number six?
Six.
Did you say sex or six?
70% of the population is carrying anger. I frequently find this with people, anger at themselves, anger at others, anger at men in general, women in general, et cetera. And that anger, it's like a Christmas gift that never stops giving. Only what it gives is weakness, unconscious, subconscious weakness. And so then when I get people to say, okay, I will check their energy. I'll say, like, wait, it looks like you're angry at yourself. And then I'll find out, is it men in general, women in general, et cetera. And then when I'll start, if they're angry with themselves, I'll say, okay, let's check. Can you forgive yourself? The answer almost always is no.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say, well, are you willing to forgive yourself? The answer almost always is no. And then it's, are you willing to forgive yourself? And almost always is no.
Willing to be willing to be willing to be willing.
And then finally it gets to be yes. But then what you have to do is find out there are negative feelings about love, which almost everybody has. So you get them neutral to that. And then I'll say, okay, think of times in your life when you've experienced unconditional love. And they'll say, what? I'll say, okay, do you have a pet? A dog, for example. Oh, yeah. Well, what do you experience with a dog? Oh, well, acceptance, love, support, etc. So people will think of like their first love, their animals, some teacher. I mean, there's numerous ways people have felt unconditional love without really realizing it. So we clear away their negative experiences of it, and then I help them expand that unconditional love in their hearts and in their bodies. and then do the forgiveness. Okay,
that's
number
beautiful.
Seven. Number seven is called the Cui method. And Emile Cui is a French psychologist and pharmacist who actually did psychotherapy. But what he did was, in order to help people get better, he would have them express to themselves every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. Mm-hmm. Every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better.
That's our purpose in life, is to experience it and be the best version we can be.
Absolutely.
And so can we take the caller now?
Well, just to reinforce, by the way, okay. All seven of these are described at ewbp.com.
There we go.
Okay.
Can you give that information, like give us all your contact information, because I don't want to forget if we start, getting off subject, right?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. It's my website is the first initials of Energetic Wellbeing Process, ewbp.com. That's the website. I live on Cape Cod. My home number is 508-375-6452, 375-6452. And my email is leroy@ewbp.com, leroy@ewbp.com.
Awesome, Leroy. Thank you. So, Carter, we've had Marie patiently waiting. Is she there?
Yeah, Marie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Colette and Leroy.
Hi. I just saw on Facebook that you had a Merry Christmas. Do you want to tell us about it?
Yeah, because I had called in and spoken with you a couple weeks ago, Colette, about having Christmas alone and finding happiness somehow in that. And I managed to do so.
And good
funny
for you.
Enough, thanks. Like you said, I mean, even like there was a family that I was around part of the time, not my family, and there was a lot of squabbling, arguing, and tension. And it's surely a lot better to be even on your own, but in peace, rather than around tension.
Yeah, happiness is a choice.
Yep.
Because when you think about it, I've worked with people that are in some very dire circumstances, and they can be happy and feel, good with that, or they cannot. And a lot of my clients just choose to be happy regardless of what's going on in their lives. And that's it's not so much just about being happy, but being strong to what's going on. So that I'm so happy for you that you enjoyed your Christmas. That's really, really good. Cause you were quite concerned about it. And that's really good.
I was
news.
Terrified.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. And so how does it feel to come out on the other side on Boxing Day? And you've survived.
Yeah, I feel really renewed, ready for new challenges, of which there's already a new challenge.
Speaking of which, we've got Leroy here. So do you want to just give us what your challenge is? And on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the absolute worst and 0 being I'm cool as a cucumber, tell us what it is and where you are.
Yeah. So it's about people around me that seem to be inconsiderate toward me. There's like a friend that I'm to meet on Saturday, but I'm kind of dreading this because of comments she's made to me that were hurtful in the past. And also a friend close here that I ask for things and then she agrees and then forgets, and it causes turmoil for me.
Okay, so on a scale of 0 to 10, where are you?
7 or 8. If it was just to that stuff, it would be like 7 or 8.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Leroy, we were just talking about this morning, about giving yourself permission, right?
Marie, je t'aime. Marie, you need to be neutral. And we've talked about this on the show before. You need to be neutral to everything. Let's take this person on Saturday. Neutral to everything. Is it a she or a he?
A she.
Okay, neutral to every single thing she says, thinks, or does. You're not neutral to her. So what's the worst thing that can happen if you keep reacting to her?
Well, it's also like if I want to have contact or not, but if I keep reacting to it, it detracts me from my life, my happiness.
Okay, and what's worse than that?
Worse is kind of falling apart, falling into pieces.
Okay, what's worse than that?
Falling into despair.
Okay, what's worse than that?
Losing the will to live.
Aha, but let's keep you alive. You've lost the will to live. And just to make it worse, you become a bitter old crone.
Thanks, Leroy. I'm sure she feels better now.
So we're gonna clear a few hundred quadrillion layers of reaction, every kind of possible reaction to this person. We're just going to get you neutral to that, to the absolute worst thing happening forever. Okay? And then we need to get you neutral to the best. What's the best thing that can happen?
For it to turn into a friendship that is worth having.
Okay, what's better than that?
For my life and the lives of others to improve in every possible way.
Yeah, so you benefit, all of you benefit in all possible ways. You're not neutral to that either. So we're going to clear another few hundred quadrillion layers of upset, reaction, expectations missed, every bit of that. Just get neutral to it. Okay, when you think of meeting with this friend, what are you feeling now?
I feel okay about it.
Okay.
And it doesn't mean that I want to meet her, but I feel that okay. I feel okay about it anyways.
Cool. That's where we want to be. Yes.
Yay. Thank you for calling in, Marie. We got to go for a break. That was perfect timing, both of you. Merry Christmas.
Merci beaucoup.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, talesfromthevector.com. I've completed 61 of my 64 energy paintings, and I'm working on number 62 right now, and that is intuitive, coming in for a landing right after insight. Sounds like a good plan. So you can reach me also on social media at The Truth is Funny with Colette. And we will be right back after this short break.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you?
Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy Al, on the Tracy Al Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving. Even in the face of adversity, say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. I love to connect with you. And I want to just thank Marie for calling in. And, you know, what we've discovered is that when people call in, quite often they're just, like you said, the mirror of acceptance. That many times the person that calls in is reflecting the concerns of the collective influence that's listening at this time. So we just want to strengthen that for everybody, that everybody receives these energetic shifts at whatever level they're ready to receive them at. These are general, you know, energetic shifts around 80% are general. Sometimes you have to get more specific. So we're clearing as much general collective things as we can here for everyone, just so if you're listening later. And Leroy, we have another caller here, so we'll take her call. Carter, do we have Tanya on the phone?
Yeah, Tanya from California. Welcome to the show.
Hi, my name is Tanya.
Hi, Tanya.
I know Leroy, and I am excited to be on this call.
Yay! It's always exciting to be with Leroy.
Oh, wow. I'll pay you later.
Leroy and I were just laughing. Like, this is Leroy, right? He forgot that when we went to Egypt, he forgot that when I booked the trip and I went ahead and he was flying in about 2 weeks later, my tourist guide, when she found out that Leroy was in his 80s, said, "Will he need a walker?" And I said, "No." And then we booked to go to the pyramid for noon because he just got in that night, and he phones me at 8:45 a.m., I think it is, and he says, "Why are we not at the pyramid?" "I have gone through my swim, and I have checked my emails, and
I said, for a swim."
We thought you might have a little jet lag, Leroy, so we were giving you a chance to sleep in. And then I hurried up and got ready and went down for breakfast with him. I just love that, Leroy. Anyway, go ahead and ask Leroy your question.
Yeah, my question is this, is I'm home for the holidays in Massachusetts, and I am finding myself having a difficult time being neutral to different family members, especially my sister. And so I guess I just wanted some help or guidance of how to be neutral when my buttons get pushed.
Okay, so now what we like to do is get a baseline as to how much this is bothering you. So on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being this is really bothering me, it's the worst, and 0 being, hey, I feel cool as a cucumber, I'm totally neutral to this. Where do you feel you are on that scale?
A 10.
Okay. I was going to say 1,000.
I think it's at least 12 out of 10.
Yeah, I said 10,000. Anything above 10 is 1,000 or more. So, Leroy, what are you picking up here?
Well, you're definitely not neutral. a quick story. My wife and I had our 65th anniversary in June. There were many times I didn't think we would make it. And we've made it for two reasons. One is she has a lot of unconditional love. And you need that if you live with me. And second, I learned to get neutral to every single thing she says, thinks, or does, and every single thing she doesn't say, think, or do. So when I check your neutrality to your sister or your family, you're definitely not neutral. So we're just going to strengthen you now to be neutral to what every single one of them says, thinks, or does, or doesn't say, think, or do.
So
every single thing. Hold on. What are you noticing now?
What am I noticing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I liked what you said, that it felt like it took a little bit of edge off, just the idea of that's possible.
Yeah, and see, what I'm sensing is that your energy inside of you, you're kind of relaxing. Is that right?
Yes, I'm relaxing. Yes.
Yeah, and notice how there's better energy into your hands and almost to your feet. You notice that?
Yes, I notice it.
Okay, so see, first of all, we're getting your energy strong up and down your midline. It's something I do every day, by the way. I get it to 100%. Mm-hmm. When we started, yours was at about 10, 20, 30, 35, 40. Now it's up to 50, 60, 65, 70. I want you to briefly touch the top of your head and then rub the base of your spine a few times. Reach back.
Okay.
And now your central core is up to 100.
Everyone listening in can also take part in this.
Okay. So your central core now, 90, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's up to 97. What are you noticing now?
I want to be 100.
Yeah, but notice that your neck muscles and the muscles across the back of your shoulders are starting to relax.
Okay.
And then we need to get you neutral to every single thing your sister and your family say, think, or do, and neutral to every single thing they don't say, think, or do.
Okay.
I ask what order this sister is in your family? Like, how many siblings do you have?
There are four of us, and I'm number three, and she's number four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm just picking up, like, that are the two, and the first two, are they male or female?
The oldest is female, then my brother is number two, then me, and then my younger sister.
Yeah, it's coming up in kind of, because I've been working on this sibling order, and it's just coming up that, like, when your brother was born, he was the first male, like the first and the only, right? So he's enjoying that kind of that space. And then when your when I test your baby sister, does she get along really well with your other two, but not you?
No, the other way around, we were extremely close. Like, I was more like her mom.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, that's what's coming up. Yeah. But now, when you were kids, you were getting along like that. But now, is she the sister that you're having trouble with right now? What's the issue?
I don't feel like I have clarity about how to engage with her or not.
Your energy is not going weak to that. That doesn't feel like what's really going on.
It's kind of like there's a confusion about being sisters or being a mothers. And I'm just picking up some, you know, what some people would refer to past life situation where both of you have taking the role of being the mother and then the daughter, or the daughter and then the mother. So this isn't the first lifetime you've had together but it's the first lifetime where you've been sisters and not mother-daughter or daughter-mother. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's acting kind of like mad at her mom.
Yeah.
You know that the reason why she's behaving this way is because she's in fear.
Yes.
Okay. So, Leroy, that's just, you know, when you get in touch with that and you think about the number now and you just recognize, oh, she's just a scared little kid.
Yes, I see that.
Okay, you can see that if I explain it to you from that point of view, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what number are you at now?
It's less. I guess maybe like 7.
Well, going down the other way. Yeah. Yeah. So more like a 3 or something. Hey, Leroy. So, Leroy, what's left here?
Traumas. Traumas from this and about 9 past lives. We're going to go back 100, 200, 300, about 300 years. We're going to clear all the root causes for all the traumas for this life and all past lives before any of the traumas ever show up. And what are you noticing
now? It's like I felt it all the way up and down my body, up and down my spine, and like I could see a timeline going back 300 years, and I felt this relief, like there's so much clutter of all this trauma, and it's just, and my older two siblings too. It's like they're all involved, and it's just
wait a minute. Let's apply what we just did for you to your brother and your other sisters as well. Apply.
We're going to apply, clear it for apply, them too. Apply. See, we're not just energetically shifting you at this moment. We're energetically shifting your entire family up and down the family line. Many families have these siblings have these issues, and they don't really. It's never what they think it is. That's why it's so hard to resolve. You need to energetically clear the layers. Leroy, we have to go to a break. If you want, Tanya, you can just hang on through the break and then we'll just check in with you and see if we can get you right down to that zero neutrality that we're going for. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. My guest is Leroy Maloof, and we'll be right back after this short break.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light Integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Roy Maloof on with me today, and we also have Tanya on. Tanya, we were working on with Tanya before the break, and we just want to check in with you, Tanya, and see how you're doing now. We were applying what we were working with you energetically on also your parents and up and down the family line, seven generations. So where are you at now? How are you feeling?
I feel really excited and happy with the idea that somebody is clearing the energy in my family and all of them up and down the line. Like, that feels so great.
You know what the colossal joke is?
What?
That the reason why you're having so many problems with this is because you have so much love in your heart for them.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
I was told that one of my past lives, my dying wish was that the family stay together.
Yeah. Well, you see, we want to do is we just want to strengthen all these dying wishes things, because at Christmas time, a lot of people, you know, I have a brother-in-law in the funeral industry, and a lot of people check out right before Christmas or check out right after. And there's a lot of energy around that. Families wanting to be together, stay together at Christmas. And then the fear that comes up is that you're going to lose each other. You understand? See, it's not like, so what do people do?
Yeah.
They trigger each other as much as they can to see, okay, now for sure she's going to leave. Just to test if you really love them or not. You see?
Yeah. and Tanya, one of the practitioners I certified, and I took the positive power of being neutral course, and we've made it an online course at udemy.com, U-D-E-M-Y. So if you want to sharpen your skill at that, you can do it right at your computer. And there's also a discount coupon on my website.
That's awesome. Okay. Thank you for calling in, Tanya. It was
Thank
to
you.
Hear you laugh. It was
Bye-bye,
really good
Tanya.
To hear you laugh. Leroy, we have another caller here. Carter, do we have Julie from Ontario?
Yep, Julie, welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi, Colette.
Hi.
Hi, Leroy.
Hi, Julie.
I actually kind of feel like I want to work on a physical issue, and I kind of might be linked to my dad. I've been having quite a bit of just worry and stress over, I guess, my dad's declining physical and mental condition. So I've been having some hip issues and hip and kind of low back.
Okay. We're going to radio time goes really, really fast here. So and we're going to run out of time, and we want to work on this. So I just want to get a number from you, 0 to 10, 10 being the worst, 0 being neutral. And what, like,
seven.
What, how much pain at this moment do you have in that hip, and which hip is it?
It alternates. Right now I feel it in my right, but sometimes it's my left.
Yeah, it's coming up about moving forward without your dad as a woman. So this is what I'm picking up. I'll work on that. Leroy, what are you picking up here?
We need you neutral to everything your dad says, thinks, or does, or doesn't say, think, or do. And to him living a long time and to his dying soon. You need to be neutral all those ways.
What age is your dad?
I'm not entirely sure. I think it's 84.
Okay. All right. Yeah, take a deep breath. It's like you're holding your breath, waiting for some, you know, something bad to happen.
Yeah, I think I'm worried that I have to take over the family. Or,
yeah, that's,
you know,
I was just going to say.
Take care of everything.
Do you have
Do
you have a brother?
I have a younger sister.
So you don't have a male hierarchy figure that can take over the family other than you, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, this is what's coming up, like having to be like a man, being the man of the family. So yeah. I'm working it. Quite often that'll show up in the hip because that's the joint we use to move forward in life. So it's coming up. You don't want to have to babysit all these people for the rest of your life, like be in charge of the family. So I'm going to work on that. Leroy, what else?
Again, neutral to taking over all that responsibility and doing it well, or taking it all over and it all just falls apart. We need you neutral both ways to that.
When my mom passed, my sister who had straight hair, the next day she had this curly hair. And my hair went really straight. And the weakness was that we were both trying to get the other one to take over the family rather than us. She won. I went for the more universal family. So we're just going to strengthen that, you know, recognizing that, you know, that this is something that the hip pain is not coming up physical, it's coming up non-physical.
Okay. And how much pain do you have there now?
I mean, if I like wiggle my hip from side to side, I feel it most when I'm lying in bed and I'm turning around and I'm trying to get up.
It's tossing and turning and being in upheaval and then having to get up and be the one that looks after the family.
Oh, you nailed it. Yes.
I went through that.
Also, it's something about you feeling like you're not hip. You know, you're not up with things. So we need to get you neutral to never being hip about anything ever again. And always being hip and wise and happy. Ooh, you're weak to happy, my dear. Neutral to always being happy in every situation.
You know why I called my new program Call to Dance? Is because I hang out with a bunch of belly dancers, the loose hip belly dance sisters. So
that,
yeah, you need to work on your shimmy. And dance.
Okay.
You see, life is, if you think about, people get upset if they're just taking one step forward, one step forward, one step forward, and then they got to take a step back or something in life makes them go back. Walking one step forward after another is marching. Life is a dance. And so you're going to go backwards and forwards and sideways and, you know, and it's going to have different rhythms. And that's what we call dancing, right?
So we need you neutral to moving forward with ease and neutral to every step being tough. What are you noticing now?
Well, I'm shimmying. just get everything moving.
Like a proper goddess would.
Yeah. Actually, that's for a whole other time. But yeah, just getting kind of, good with goddess, which I think I've been feeling kind of barren, you know, like. So that's, yeah.
We're down to the last minute, so we're going to have to let you go here off the show. So, but thank you so much for calling in, and I'm glad you're laughing. That's always a good sign, right?
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And so, Leroy, we've got like a minute left. I'm just going to quickly say, hey, thank you, everyone, for listening. And Carter and Dr. Pat, happy holidays to you. Thank you, Dr. Pat, for giving us all this wonderful opportunity to share this life-transforming information. Leroy, what would you like to say for everybody moving into the new year?
Get yourself neutral about the best thing you can do. And there's tools for doing it. And I wish everybody a very, very happy and prosperous new year.
Yes. And hey, don't panic if this New Year's doesn't go absolutely perfect. Chinese New Year's on February 5th. Happy holidays, everyone. It's been a pleasure to connect. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.